Hello.
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 Hi, this is Rick. Rachel, we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential.
Hold on. I didn't understand what you, I'm sorry, I missed that. What was the first part?
Oh, I said we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female, thank you. May I ask you the year you were born, or you prefer not to say?
91.
91, thank you. May I ask, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Oh, I am registered. I am registered to vote in Kentucky.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latina, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. May I ask you what's your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Second. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative?
Low positive. Okay, so it's positive, I guess. Fine.
Positive? You said positive?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Positive.
Think positive or negative about the future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you. How much power do you feel you, young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
Okay.
Okay, from 0 to 10, how much power do you feel? Yeah, I'm sorry?
One second, let me think on that one.
Sure, take your time.
Seven,
thank you. Of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to mention them all. Stop me when you hear one that you consider it's important, okay?
Okay.
It's the first, mental health. The number two, gun violence. Three, national security. Four, immigration. Five, racism and discrimination. Six, abortion access. Seven, education. Eight, crime. Nine, healthcare. 10, climate change. 11, student loans. 12, economy and cost of living.
Okay, so sorry. Should I pick one of those as
no,
important,
three.
Or can I pick multiple? Oh, three. I can pick three. Access, abortion rights, essentially. One is one. Another, racism.
Racism, thank you.
And mental health.
Mental health. Thank you. Okay, thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? The number one is improving or maintaining physical health. The number two is economic security and financial independence. Number three, improving or maintaining mental health. Number four, your education. The number five, work-life balance. Number six, having or caring for children. Number seven, caring for senior family members. Number eight, relationships, like romantic partnerships or friendships. The next one, contributing to positive change in your community. The next one, advancing in your career. Or the last one, hobbies and free time activities.
Three.
Improving or maintaining mental health?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, you may pick three.
Oh, I can pick three. Oh, okay. The last one was hobbies, that one, and then making improving on the community.
Contributing to positive change in your community? That's the
yeah,
one?
That one. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. The first one is your hobbies and or interests. The second one, being a member of your racial ethnic group. Your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. The fourth one, your spiritual, religious belief. Your personality, being young. The next one, being a woman. The next one, your sexual orientation. The next one, your profession. And the last one, being American.
Profession. The first one. I guess those two.
So your profession and what else?
The first one, the hobbies.
Yeah, hobbies and or interests, okay.
Yeah.
And which will be the last one?
I don't remember the ones between, I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, no problem. Then the second one, it's being a member of your racial ethnic group. The next one is your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. The next one is your spiritual religious belief, your personality, being young, being a woman. The next one is your sexual orientation. And the next one is being American.
The one with personality.
Your personality. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most of them? You may choose up to two. The first one says anger and frustration. The next one says exhaustion. The next one is pride. The next one is hope. The next one is happiness. The next one is dread. And the last one, disappointment and sadness.
I'm sorry. Can I get this?
Oh, it's fine. Sure. The first one is anger and frustration. The next one is exhaustion. The next one is pride. The next one is hope. The next one is happiness. The next one is dread. And the last one is disappointment and sadness.
Exhaustion.
Thank you. And the last one? The other one?
Also hope.
Hope. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we have reached the 20% of the survey. We are almost in the middle. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of the three statements? The second? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The first one says, corporate money has too much influence. The second one says, the two-party system. The third one says, power-hungry politicians seeking control. The fourth one says, division and gridlock between political parties. The fifth one says, too many old white men in power. The sixth one says, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The seventh one says, systematic racism. And the last one, the number eight, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Yes, five, second to last one, and the first one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, you said the corporate money has too much influence? The too many old white men in power,
mm-hmm.
and not enough yeah. people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Yeah.
No, the second to last one, not the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Systematic racism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one.
Okay. Okay. How much do you trust the following to make change in the issues that matter to you? You may say a lot, you may say somewhat, you may say a little, or you may say not at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you trust ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on their...
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. I didn't...
Oh, how much do you trust the ballot initiatives proposed laws that public votes on directly?
I'm not sure about that.
How much do you trust the ballot initiatives?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How much do you trust the community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How much do you trust yeah. President Biden?
Somewhat over, whatever the after, not fully, but almost.
Oh, if you want, I can repeat the options.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, you may say a lot, you may say somewhat, you may say a little, and you may say not at all.
We already have, oh, okay, so somewhat still in that. It's fine.
Okay, thank you. How much do you trust the Congress?
A little.
A little, thank you. How much do you trust your state government?
Somewhat.
How much do you trust the Supreme Court?
A little.
And how much do you trust your city government?
Somewhat.
Thank you. You will now hear four brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. For example, how motivating do you think? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see. yeah, the first description says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you think it's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you think it's very motivating, somewhat motivated?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all motivating. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleagues and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you think it's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Somewhat unmotivating, thank you. In 2022, the U.S. struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you think this is very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. How likely are you to participate in the following? Boycotting a company? Would you be very likely? Would you be somewhat likely? Would you be not very likely? Or would you not be at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you. How likely are you to attending a protest? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Oh, sure, no problem. How likely are you to participate in voting in elections?
Likely, very likely.
Very likely, thank you. How likely are you to participate in contacting or attending an event with your elected preservatives?
Somewhat,
thank you.
With conservatives?
Yeah, contacting or attending an event with your elected preservatives, representatives.
Okay, somewhat then, yes. Sorry, misunderstood your word.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. The next one says, how likely are you to participate in volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Not likely.
Not very likely or not at all
not,
likely?
Yeah, not very likely.
Okay, thank you. How likely are you to participate in sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. How likely are you to participate in signing a petition? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. I'm going to mention them all, okay? You may up to three. The first one says, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. The second one says, you didn't have time to vote. The third one says, the candidates didn't represent your values. The fourth one says, voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The number five says, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The number six says, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop of location. The number seven says, you didn't know enough about the candidates. The number eight says, you didn't know how or when to vote or register. The number nine says, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. The number 10 says, none of the above because you always vote. The number 11 says, none of the above because you face other obstacles.
249.
Okay, you didn't have time to vote. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you, and your mail in ballot didn't arrive in time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, okay? I'm going to read you three statements. The first one says, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. The first one says, engage a lot more. The second one says, engage a little more. The third one says, engage a little less. And the last one says, engage a lot less. How engaging do you want to be with the U.S. political system?
Same.
I'm sorry?
Like around the same?
Oh, actually, we have the option that says a lot more, the other one says a little more, the other one says a little less, and the last one says a lot less.
Oh, well, there needs to be another one.
I'm sorry?
Can I skip that question?
I'm sorry? Do you want me to reread the statement?
A little more.
Thank you. Are going to be the same options for the next two? The next statement says, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot more, a little less, or at all a lot less?
A lot more.
More, like a lot more or a little more?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot more. And the last statement says, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greatest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you feel a lot more engaged, a little more engaged, a little less engaged, or a lot less engaged?
A lot more.
Thank you. Okay. What are the media sources that you check most for new content?
I don't. Not right now, I don't.
Well, actually, we have the local TV news station. We have the option that says Instagram. The third one says YouTube. The next one says news or informational articles online. The next one says Twitter. The next one says international news outlets. The other one says TikTok, or the other one says Facebook, or the last two, national TV news stations and podcasts. Don't you consume any of this?
Online articles.
I'm sorry?
Online articles.
Online articles. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all.
Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. government and politics, shows and movies, or music, or news, current events, or sports, or business and finance, or science and technology, or humor and memes, or hobbies, tips or hacks, or health, beauty, self-care.
Science? And technology.
Okay. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Medical degree.
That would be a master's degree or a professional degree like MD or DDL?
Professional
degree. Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three?
One,
straight, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single,
thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat,
thank you. Do you consider yourself as strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary laid-off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
I'm full-time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 election, general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your
zero.
Best estimate? Zero.
Yeah, didn't have a job at that point.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and opinion. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.